This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headlee. The debate about strategy in Afghanistan is, if anything, getting stronger. President Obama continues to reexamine his administration's strategy. The U.S. and NATO commander in Afghanistan, General Stanley McChrystal, on Friday put in his request, official request, for additional troops. And he was on 60 Minutes last night making his case for what could be up to 40,000 troops. We're joined right now by Nick Childs. He's the BBC defense and security correspondent and former Pentagon correspondent. He joins us from London. Good morning, Nick.
Hello there.
So, you know, Stanley McChrystal turned in his request for troops. Everyone's talking about this $40,000 troop level, but he actually, in his report, 40,000 was what he was first asking for, but he gave a lot of options to the Obama administration. Isn't that correct?
Yes, I think that's right, and I think it is a challenge for the Obama administration as it looks at this. They put this man in, essentially, they fired his predecessor to have another look at the situation. He came up with a fairly stark assessment of the situation on the ground, and it's the implications of his assessment that I think has made everyone swallow hard. The fact that he's calling for very significant extra resources, or as he says, the mission will likely fail. I think what he has done and what was expected was that he would put in a range of options up to, it's assumed, up to 40,000, but maybe two or three other scenarios of, you know, we could do this with this extra level of troops, but, you know, these are the risks involved. Clearly, I think in terms of the minimum risks, as far as his perception is concerned, it's the top number. It's assumed to be 40,000 troops. But because of the political sensitivity of that, obviously the Obama administration is thinking long and hard about this.
So Hillary Clinton has been on the talk shows talking about what decisions could be made after Afghanistan's election is settled. Is there a sense that the diplomatic community is waiting for the election to be decided?
Well, I think that adds a complication, because if part of your strategy, and it is as far as General McChrystal is concerned, is this term Afghanization, i.e. handing things over to the Afghan people and Afghan institutions, you've got to have those clear and credible and no question marks. So clearly, you know, the top institution, the presidency, the government, has to be, you know, one that the international community has some confidence in. So clearly that has complicated the whole picture. But it's also, in the United States, I think, as it is in Europe, concerns about the public opinion domestically, the concerns about potential casualties, further casualties, worries about extra troop commitments, uncertainty in some cases, and in President Obama's case, perhaps within his administration, certainly within his own Democratic Party, whether this is the right strategy, whether the McChrystal assessment is the right one, or whether something else should be looked at, that I think is posing the political challenge.
And of course, these troops are mostly American, but they're not all American. And August and July were the deadliest months in the war for Western troops. So is there still an appetite in Europe to commit more NATO troops? If Obama decides to go with the 40,000 number, will Europe go along?
Well, I think various NATO capitals and some non-NATO capitals as well, there are non-NATO countries involved in this mission also, have also been bracing themselves for potential troop number requests, extra troop number requests. That's certainly, I think, the case here in Britain. But it's a bit of a paradox. It's a problem for them in the sense that some, I think, are embracing the McChrystal idea of Afghanization as potentially in the long term an exit strategy, but the implications of more troops in the short term to do that is a problem.
Nick Chow, BBC defense and security correspondent.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.